Isaiah chapter 9. Nevertheless, the darkness shall not be as when the distress was in the land, at the time he at first lightly and afterwards heavily visited the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them light hath shone. Thou hast multiplied the nation, hast increased its joy. They joy before thee like to the joy in harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden, and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every boot of him that is shod for the tumult, and the garment rolled in blood, shall be for burning, fuel for fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name is called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with judgment and with righteousness, from henceforth even forever. The zeal of Jehovah of hosts will perform this. The Lord sent a word unto Jacob, and it lighteth upon Israel, and all the people shall know it, Ephraim and the inhabitant of Samaria, that say in pride and stoutness of heart, "The bricks are fallen down, but we will build with hewn stones. The sycamore trees are cut down, but we will replace them with cedars." And Jehovah will set up the adversaries of reason against him, and arm his enemies, the Syrians on the east, and the Philistines on the west, and they shall devour Israel with open mouth. For all this his anger is not turned away, and his hand is stretched out still. But the people turneth not unto him that smiteth them, and they do not seek Jehovah of hosts. And Jehovah will cut off from Israel head and tail, palm branch and rush in one day. The ancient and the honorable, he is the head, and the prophet that teacheth lies, he is the tail. For the guides of this people mislead them, and they that are guided by them are swallowed up. Therefore the Lord will not rejoice in their young men, neither will he have mercy on the fatherless and on their widows. For every one is a hypocrite and an evildoer, and every mouth speaketh folly. For all this his anger is not turned away, and his hand is stretched out still. For wickedness burneth as a fire, it devoureth briars and thorns, and kindleth in the thickets of the forest, and they go rolling up like a pillar of smoke. Through the wrath of Jehovah of hosts is the land burned up, and the people is as fuel for fire. A man spareth not his brother. And he snatcheth on the right hand, and is hungry, and eateth on the left hand, and they are not satisfied. They eat every man the flesh of his own arm. Manasseh, Ephraim, and Ephraim, Manasseh, and they together are against Judah. For all this his anger is not turned away, and his hand is stretched out still.